Forever Home, a feature here on KUMD to help shelter animals in the Northland find their forever homes. I am so relieved that Faye Peters of Contented Critters Animal Sanctuary is alive and well. You were really getting the business from the Chihuahua a minute ago, weren't you, Faye?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Chihuahuas can be something else.
Nobody can dictate to you the way things are going to be in the home quite like a Chihuahua.
No, he thinks he's boss.
Yeah. Well, you've got some great dogs. We talked about these guys about a month ago, and it sounds like you still have some left. There were 52 or 53 beagles taken from a home, and you have several of these dogs, and we're talking this week about a really handsome fella. We have his picture up on our website. His name is Hambone. Tell us about him.
He's the last one left. He needs a home really bad. I mean, you know, all the rest of them are all settled in someplace, and little Hambone's still here. He's 3 to 5 years old, as that says. He's neutered. He's up to date on all shots. He's a little shy. He needs someone that can spend some time with him. We have too many dogs to give him the attention that he really needs. He needs someone that'll just have a little patience with him. All the others that we've heard from the people have turned out to be great dogs.
So is that possibly why he was the last one adopted? Maybe because he's a little shy and he's not going to be the first one that's going to push to
they
the front
were all
and
that way, Lisa.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So when the dogs come from a situation like that, where, as you say, you know, this case was obviously much worse with the kind of a hoarding situation, but they don't get that one-on-one attention and love that gives them confidence to kind of come out of their shell.
No, but beagles are people dog.
Yes.
You know, they just are, and a day or two, they're fine. They just need a day or two with someone giving them a lot of attention, and they'll stick to you like glue from then on.
And they figure out that they're safe, and then the world is a wonderful place.
Yeah.
Now, a beagle does best. A beagle would do really, really well in the home with an active family that's going to take them out for a lot of, you know, runs and walks. And a fenced yard is usually a really good idea for any kind of hound. Isn't that right?
Yeah, because they put their little nose down and they get a whiff of something, they're going to go hunting it. You know, and kids, beagles love kids. I've never seen a beagle yet that didn't. They just need a home.
So a nice family, you know, with active kids for a dog to play with, or an active lifestyle and a fenced yard in a perfect world, or again, somebody who's out a lot, you know, running, hiking, that kind of thing, Hambone might be just the perfect companion for them.
Yeah, he sure would.
Well, Faye, I'm really glad that you survived the Chihuahua thing, okay? I was a little worried about you there for just a moment or two. And Hambone is up for adoption. Obviously, people who want to be ordered around by Chihuahuas, you have Chihuahuas that are available also for adoption. That's an experience that everyone should have at least once in their life, I think.
Oh, yes.
And folks can get more information by contacting Contented Critters. Faye, thanks so much, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you, Lisa. Bye-bye.
You can see photos of Hambone and other animals in the Northland looking for their forever homes. Just go online to KUMD.org. Just grab the Forever Home, look for the Forever Home link under the Northland Morning drop-down menu, and you can see all of their pictures. You can read their stories. You can get more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.